Zok de Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechta Soita, Perek Tes, Mishnah Yud Dalet. Bapulmis shel Aspionis. Remember the story of the Churban? Remember how Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had to trick the Briyanim? They carried him out, and he met Aspionis. He was the general of the Roman army. Remember what the Gemara says? He said, Shalom Aleichem, king. Aspionis was very angry. He said, am I a king? I'm not the king. In Rome, you can get into a lot of trouble if people thought you were the king when you weren't the king. So he told him, you're Chayiv Misa twice. First of all, I'm not the king. And second of all, if I am the king, where were you till now? And then a messenger came from Rome and said the king died, and he was appointed the new king, the new Caesar. When the armies of Aspionis, beleaguered Yerushalayim, at that time, Gazru, the Chachamim, were Geyser and Isser, al Ataris Chassanim. The Chassanim used to wear kind of a crown on the day of their chuppah. They wanted to bring down the level of Simcha, so they asered them from doing it. In the Gemara, there's a machlokes. According to Rav, there was a kind of a crystal crown that they had, and that's what they were geyser on. But they still let them wear the crown of hadassim, or certain flowers, or roses. According to Shmuel, they were geyser on that as well. But they were still allowed to have like crowns made out of reeds. According to Levi, they were geyser even on that. The Al Ha'eros. Eros is a kind of a drum-like thing that's made like a wide sifter, a very thin layer of skin spread over the top on one side. And you bang on it with a thin stick, comes out a very beautiful, clear sound. And they used to use this. They used to use this by weddings, but they made a gzeira not to. So Lamaisa Aspionis returned to Rome, and Titus came. Titus was the one who actually destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. But Pulna Shel Titus, when the soldiers of Titus surrounded Yerushalayim, Gazu here the Chachamur Geyser Alataris Kalos, on the crowns that Kalos wore. Chazal were reluctant to take away the crowns of the Kalos, but now the situation was deteriorating. They made the Gzeira on that as well. The Kalos used to wear like a kind of a crown that was like a city of gold. And furthermore, they made a Gzeira Shelo Yelamed Adam Es Benoi, a person should not teach his son Yevanis, the Chachma of the Yevanim, the Ramazim, and the special simonim that they had, how to communicate with each other. They had a special like language, it was like a code. The reason they made this gzeda is that there was a civil war between Hyrcanus and Aristobulus. They were both children of the king Alexander Yana, who came from the Chashmenoi. They battled each other for the Malucha. Aristobulus was inside Yerushalayim. Hyrcanus, his brother, laid siege on the outside, together with the Roman army. He brought the Romans in to help him. The only problem is the Romans never left. Every single day, those that were trapped in the city were dropped down from outside the wall, a basket full of dinarim, full of coins. And Hyrcanus' people would send up lambs for the purpose of being makir the carbon tamid inside the city. Now, inside the city, there was an old man who knew the Chachma of Yevanis. He knew these Ramazim and these codes, and not everyone understands. And he was Merames, with his Chachmas Yevanis, to the people that were around the city. What's with you? As long as the Yidden are going to be Isaac and the Avoda of Karbanis, they'll never be given over to your hands. The Schus of Karbanis protects them. The next day, when they dropped down the basket of coins, where they normally did, what came up were not lambs, rather a chazer. They did this to be a mevatel of the Avoda of the Karbanis. When the chazer came up halfway up the wall, it stuck its fingernails into the wall. And Eretz Yisrael shuddered for a distance of 400 parsa. Because this was such an unbelievable chilul Hashem. And at that time, the Chachamim said, cursed is the person, sheyigadel chazerim, who raises pigs, v'or Adam, who's going to teach his son Chachmas Yevanis. And really, this story happened many years before Titus would lay siege to Yerushalayim. But at that time, they weren't makabel upon themselves, the Isser, of the limit of Chachmas Yevanis. When Titus tightened the siege around Yerushalayim, they like reestablished the Gzeira, and this time everyone was makabel upon themselves, the Isser. That's how Tosfos explains it in Masechtas Bava Kamma. Weiter sagt der Mishnah Bapulmis Ha'achrayin. This is like the most difficult of the soldiers tightening their siege, and now they're mamish about to break through. The actual Churban Habayis. Titus was still at the head. At this point, Gazru, they made a gzeira that a kala may not go out in her special canopy, in the city. So it used to be when a kala went from her house to her husband's house, on the day of her chasana, she was surrounded by this beautiful, something that looked like a chuppah or a tent. And it was beautiful, it was embroidered with gold. Now they stopped that. However, the Rabbi Seinu Hatir, at a later time, the Rabban were once again matir. They allowed Shetetzi Akala Bapirim Betachir, because they felt that it added sneers when the kala was like surrounded by this canopy. And that's Taka the Halacha, says the Batinur.